arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with eight items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, two diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning, officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation. A decade after a landmark study proved feeding peanut products to young babies could prevent peanut allergies later in life, new research finds the change has made a big difference, cutting peanut allergies significantly. This is ABC News. President Trump publicly shrugging off the weekend's mass demonstrations by millions of Americans who say he is threatening democracy. Here's ABC's Wayne Cabot.
The president has choice words for the estimated 7 million people at No Kings rallies in all 50 states in Europe on Saturday.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country.
On ABC's This Week, House Speaker Mike Johnson defended calling the protests Hate America rallies.
They needed a stunt. They needed a show.
And he says they missed the irony.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now.
Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Vice President Vance putting out an AI-generated video showing Trump being crowned king. The president also repeating his threat of invoking the Insurrection Act to ensure that the U.S. military continues its deployments across American cities. Trump says he's allowed to use it, and if he does, all of this, quote, nonsense would go away. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. An Ashland-based nonprofit, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, has successfully rerouted a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek near Eno to combat Lake Superior's largest source of sediment. The project moved the waterway 50 yards from an eroding bluff, aiming to reduce sediment by 2,800 tons annually, preventing that material from eventually reaching Shawamigan Bay, where the city of Ashland draws its drinking water and improving trout habitat. The project, the fifth and largest on Fish Creek since 2018, contributes to the Burke Center's long-term sediment reduction goal, with plans for an even larger downstream project. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will share a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so be sure not to miss it. Once again, it's taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. Melissa Kay has more.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Aqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Aqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Homan of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister, Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawano. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings, Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn, formerly of Glidden, died on Friday, October 17th at Ashland Medical Center in Ashland. He is survived by his mother, Charlotte Gwynn of Glidden, by his brother, Michael Gwynn of Glidden, by his girlfriend, Kathy Weister of Washburn, by his good friend, Rod and Roger, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden on Thursday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Bredenberg will officiate. Visitation held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn. This is the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich, who passed away on October 12. Diane is survived by her husband, Craig Malkovich, by her son, Danny Edvold, by her daughter, Donna Malkovich, and further survived by her grandchildren, and by her stepchildren, Michael Malkovich and Deanna Malkovich. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, October 25th, 2 p.m., at the Emory Town Hall, located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, 8-man football playoffs got underway over the weekend. Some regional teams in action. Flambeau, number 1 seed, they rolled to a 46-0 victory over Bruce. So Flambeau and Frederick play this weekend. Clayton, the number 3 seed, moves on, as is McDonald Central, a 2 seed. And there really weren't any upsets on the left side of the 8-man bracket. On the right side, Gilman rolls on to a win. And Owen Withey also moves on. Hurley, a number 6 seed, they traveled to Tri-County and they beat them. So Hurley, the 6 seed, moves on with a 22-0 win. So Hurley now will get to take on North Crawford, the 2 seed, on the road coming up this weekend. All that in 8-man football. 11-man playoff gets underway this weekend. Tournament volleyball gets underway for a lot of teams. Some do have byes, but in Division 5 action, there will be area teams going at it. Lake Holcomb and Bruce will play in Bruce. The winner gets Rib Lake. Also tonight, Drummond will play host to Bayfield up in Grandview. The winner of that goes to Winter. Mellon is a 3 seed. They get a bye. They await the winner of South Shore traveling to Butternut. So Butternut a home game tomorrow night. Flambeau, the 7 seed, will play host to Mercer down in Tony. The winner of that will go to number 2 Prentice. We've got volleyball on the air tomorrow. Shawamigan will be at Colfax tomorrow night. And we'll have that for you at 7 o'clock. Steve Jetland, the call on Trail Mix 103.1, and Phillips right here at home taking on Glenwood City tomorrow night. Jeff Haken in the call that right here on 98Q. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team will entertain Washburn today. That will be a 5 o'clock start for that contest today. And the Shawamigan 6th middle school grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, they'll be taking on Bessemer in action on the local sports scene today.
Northwoods weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 27. 98Q
Country. Do you remember back in the day when you had a crush on somebody, you'd have to call the house and talk to a parent before you talked to your crush? I'd like to bring that back, you know? No, none of this dodging and weaving. If you got a crush on Hannah, let's earn it, big dog, you know? Let's call the house and talk to this bridge troll with a riddle. Y'all remember? Hey, listen to me. Y'all remember how nervous we'd be in the kitchen by the phone going, stay loose right here. Stay loose. It's a big phone call right here. Her grandmother might answer, be ready to pivot, you know? That phone call is a rite of passage. And I can still remember that phone call till this day. I can still hear her father answer the phone. He'd go, yellow. And I'd go, is Hannah home? And he'd go, yeah, she's running around here somewhere. Who am I speaking with? And you'd go, this is Derek Stroop. He'd go, nice to meet you, Derek. I'm Jeff Turner. I'm Hannah's father. So why are we calling my daughter tonight? Y'all remember that? These kids are not built for that direct of communication. If that happened to one of y'all's kids, they'd hand you the phone. They'd go, Jeff wants to talk.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Touch of a precious child and old mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. For my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.
to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, whoa, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Has been selected. 98 Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. And even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes, and there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case you wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case, just in case.
Got it. Morgan Wallen at 98Q Country. Hey, good Monday. Joel here. We are coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. How you doing? Monday morning, 20th of October. Pretty darn nice weekend. Yeah, it was pretty nice. I see some cooler weather here for a... Not today. Today, 60. But mid-40s, low-40s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, by the weekend, we should be back in the 50s. You have no excuse this year for not getting out and cleaning up some of those leaves or doing whatever you want to do. You want to mulch them, whatever you want to do. You have no excuses, really. I mean, I hate to be the one to tell you, but if you haven't, it's time to stop avoiding that mirror in the hallway. It's you. You got to go get them. All right. So maybe you just leave them, which is a nice concept, but when you got a lot of them, it's, I don't know, sometimes you at least got to push them to the side a little bit, mulch them up, whatever you got to do to make it happen out there. The Packers get the win yesterday. We're in a mindset now in the National Football League where it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter why, it doesn't matter what it took. Did you win? Period. Question mark, period, exclamation point, semicolon. I don't know why the semicolon there. But did you win? Did you win? That's a question. What's the answer? Yes, you won. Packers are 4-1-1. They went for it on 4th-and-2. Could have kicked the game-tying field goal. They got the big play. They got the touchdown. Everything's good. If you don't make that play, if something happens where it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden everybody should be fired. That's the National Football League. You're one play away from keeping your job. You're one play away from everybody saying, get them out of here. Rebuild this thing. Blow it up. that's the way it is. It's just the National Football League is crazy. I mean, you got an Arizona team yesterday. That was a decent Arizona team with a backup quarterback, that Jacoby Brissett. But they're 2-5 now. Chances of them coming back now to make the playoffs, not very good. Boy, this NFC is going to be crazy. This is going to be a fun year. This is going to be one of those years where it comes down to the last couple of weeks and you got like 7 teams that are in there vying for a final playoff spot. You got the Saints, the Giants, and the Cards that are all really on the outside looking in. But the Giants with Jackson Dart, I'm not going to say they're out of it, because that's still, I think with Jackson Dart, They had like a 19-0 lead yesterday over a pretty good Denver team, and they ended up losing it. Probably not going to come back, but I'm not saying the Giants are a bad team. But you got a lot of teams. Look at the Washington Commanders now. They got a little injury issue going on there now. Now, that's a pretty good team. They're way down there. The Vikings are 3-3. Falcons are 3-3. The Cowboys, after that big offensive performance yesterday, they're 3-3. They're looking like a decent team. Carolina, I don't know how they're doing it, but they are. The Bears, I mean, their schedule hasn't been crazy tough. We'll see what happens when they start playing some of the big boys, but they're 4-2. They're doing good. The Lions are 4-2. If the playoffs started today, by the way, the Lions at 4-2 would be the 7th seed, and the Bears would be out at 4-2. That's how good the NFC is this year. And as good as the NFC is, it's as bad as the AFC is. AFC still, I'm still contending that there's still only 9 teams contending for 7 playoff spots in the AFC. I'm throwing all these teams out. Houston, Vegas, please. Cleveland, get an offense. Baltimore, not their year. The Dolphins, going to fire their coach probably this week. Tennessee and Jets, I don't have to say anything. All those teams, you're out. You're out. There's 9 teams remaining for 7 spots in the AFC, and we're not even halfway through the season yet. Oh, I love and hate the National Football League with a deep passion on both sides. both sides of it. And as a fan of the purple, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. The Vikings, somebody made the god of quarterbacks in the NFL upset on the Viking side, because it's just absolute torture for Viking fans to watch quarterbacks over the years continually just do what Carson Wentz did yesterday for the Vikings. But for Viking fans, the good news is all is not lost. Viking fans, you're 3-3. The bad news is you're at the Chargers, a pretty good team, and at Detroit, a really good team. So you could be 3-5, and then you're in trouble. See, it's crucial for the Vikings to get one of the next two games to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Packers sitting at 4-1-1, sitting at the 2 seed in the division, could end up being the 1 seed after tonight. So what do the Packers got coming up this week? They've already had their bye week, so you don't get any breaks anymore. They're going to Pittsburgh for a Sunday night game against Aaron Rodgers. So that'll be Sunday night. They got Carolina coming to town. Philadelphia coming to town. Philadelphia, I'm convinced, will be better. They weren't great yesterday. I think they're still going to be... I'm still considering them the team to beat in the NFC, even though they're struggling a bit right now. Because that's what they did last year, too, the exact same thing. So, 4-1-1. Just win, baby. That's the question of the day. Did you win? What's the answer? One word. Yes or no? Nothing? There's no discussion. Did you win? Yes? All right. Let's do something. What else do you want to talk about? The Brewers? Oh, my gosh. Shohei Ohtani. That was... Did you feel it when you watched it Friday night? Maybe the pain of being a Brewer fan was masking the true feeling of what was going on Friday night, but that was historic. People will talk about that game. Your grandkids' grandkids will talk about that game. Shohei Ohtani, 3 home runs and pitched, 7 scoreless, was it? He could have given up 1 earned run just to help out Joel on something I won't talk about, but he didn't give up an earned run. It was close. But the Dodgers, I mean, they got 4 aces on their team. I mean, they're starters. Shohei Ohtani was starting the 4th game. How many teams in Major League Baseball would he be the ace? No doubt. I mean, he had some injury problems earlier in the year, and that's probably why he wasn't doing that too much. He threw 100 miles an hour. He hit 3 home runs, and then he goes up and throws a nasty breaking ball followed by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That's legendary stuff. I mean, that's Babe Ruth right there. That's what it is. So what do we got? The Dodgers and the winner of Seattle and Toronto, they're going to play game 7. Is that game tonight or when is that? If you're a sports fan, you're interested at least just a little bit in game 7, right? I mean, just a little, even if you don't watch the whole thing, that's quite a commitment. Game 7 in Toronto tonight. And that'll be a 7:08 first pitch. Seattle had never been to the World Series. Did I see that? That surprised me a little. I thought they had been there, but I guess not. So I'm all in on the Mariners. Let's go get them. We have a very special week. We're going to talk about more here leading up to it. But His House of Hope is our Day of Giving feature on Thursday. There's a really nice video. If you want to go to the Facebook page for His House of Hope, Tammy Hastings did a really nice video on there featuring various aspects of His House of Hope. I encourage you to go in there and watch them. So we're not only going to get educated about this new facility in Phillips in the last couple of years, but if you're able, we're going to encourage you to maybe give a little to help them out. And we're going to have a few auction items that day. We're going to have people in here who are involved with almost all parts of the His House of Hope throughout the day on Thursday. So again, it is about raising funds for them, don't get me wrong, but it's also about education about the facility. There's a lot of people that don't know it's there. It's hard to keep up sometimes. stuff that's going on and things they add around the area. So we're going to get you educated on that. And that'll be Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. all day, 12 hours, our day of giving here with 98Q Country. It's 7:35, twice an hour. We get you news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with eight items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, two diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning. Officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation. A decade after a landmark study proved feeding peanut products to young babies could prevent peanut allergies later in life, new research finds the change has made a big difference, cutting peanut allergies significantly. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With respiratory virus season rapidly approaching in Wisconsin, and levels of viruses like flu, COVID-19, and RSV increasing, it is very important to take steps to help keep illness from derailing your plans. Be sure to check the respiratory illness activity where you live, located at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and do your part to keep yourself and everyone around you healthy and safe. Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., it's Christian Cold, retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited out to the Wisconsin Concrete Park for an insightful and educational presentation and to learn about our Wisconsin wildlife with a bonus session about the ethics and future of hunting, fishing, and trapping in our state. All ages are welcome, and this program is free and open to the public. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. If you have horses, you may want to consider protecting them against mosquito bites. Melissa Kay reports.
The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th and 2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off. off like that, we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Quilt As Desired is your go-to for finishing quilts. Located at 1279 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls, Jane has been long-arm quilting since 1997 and sewing nearly her whole life. Bring in your quilt top and she'll take care of the rest, including backing, batting, quilting, or binding. Use your own materials or choose from her huge selection. Call 715-661-2679 to coordinate drop-off with Jane or at Stamp Paper Scissors in Minocqua. Be sure to drop off by November 1st for Christmas quilts. And remember, you can get $50 off through the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade at Menards. Tuscany creates thoughtfully designed bath fans that will align perfectly with your style while providing strong performance and near-silent operation. They come equipped with a long-lasting, dimmable LED light and come in a variety of styles to help your bathroom hit your fashion benchmark. Save big money on Tuscany bath fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 29.
98Q Country.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet.
Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down.
Q.
country.
All right, at 7:45 here on the 98Q Morning Show, we've got a final wrap on the Shawamigan football season. Head coach Mike Simone, nice enough to swing on by. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. We wrapped up the season on Friday night with an exciting game, it sounded like, over in Lake Holcomb, right?
That was definitely a close, competitive, fun game there. But
yeah, we'll archive that game at 98QCountry.com, but give us a recap and kind of the flow of the game and how it ended there.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a close, competitive game. They had one thing that they were really good at. They were running the ball right up the middle, and it was really tough for us to get a handle on them and slow it down consistently. Mm-hmm. They were able to power their way. I think at halftime they were up 22-6. After halftime, you know, we really challenged our guys that, like, hey, like, we need to really step up if we're gonna get ourselves back in this thing and have a chance to win it. So to pitch a shutout in the second half was really, really good for us. We started throwing the ball a little bit more. Marcus Purdy had over 200 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
In that game.
What a way to wrap up. Yeah,
he was doing nice. Incredible. Another shout out, Dawson Minima, I think had over 25 total tackles in that game.
Sophomore too, right?
Sophomore.
Yeah.
Lineman.
Yeah.
It was at least 10 solo, at least 15 assisted, couple tackle for losses. We had one drive late. It was fourth down. We threw a screen pass. It got bobbled by 2 different receivers that both looked like they would have had a chance to maybe get the first down. Didn't quite get it. And then we needed that stop from defense one last time, but they just kept chipping away just enough, getting just enough yards to get that first down, and just slowly melted away the last couple minutes of the clock, and that was all she wrote there.
Yeah, a win would have been nice to end the season, but nice finish for Marcus Purdy and Antonio at the quarterback spot. So it's a memorable game to end their careers, right?
Well, for sure. It's definitely fun being in those close competitive games, and you definitely would love for it to go your way, but can't ask for anything more than to be right in there and have a chance to win it.
Yeah, always tough that last game, handing the equipment in for the seniors especially to say goodbye to some of those guys. So take a moment and salute. We had quite a few, some good senior leadership this year.
Well, yeah, it's that last game is always tough when you know it's the last one and you're saying your goodbyes and you've been working for 2.5 months with this group. They've been there every single day working so hard, and to have a group this large with 10 seniors, that's a lot of goodbyes. That's a lot of people that we're going to miss having on the team, and a lot of people we're going to miss working with on a daily basis here.
Yeah, and as you get to the end of the season, I know in the back of the mind, always coaches are always thinking about, okay, what's these younger underclassmen, who's going to be our people to step up next year? There's going to be a lot of opportunities at a lot of those skill positions, especially for our younger athletes who are listening right now to have a chance to go on in there and have their moment, right?
For sure. Like I said, there's 10 seniors graduating. We have a smaller class. I think there's only 4 juniors as of right now. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for our current freshmen and sophomores to be stepping up and to be potentially filling some of these spots.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess as you look back at the year, I mean, you had some the losses to some of the teams that were just special this year, and Flambeau, Hurley, and Phillips, but some good competitive games in there. But you've got to feel pretty good, I would guess, about giving the kids that good experience of those 3, 4, 5 really, you know, competitive games.
For sure. And even looking now that both Hurley and Athens won playoff games here too, and Flambeau obviously as well, and Phillips would probably be right there too if they were eligible. Like, that's a tough conference to be having to go against, and I think we did a lot of good things this year, and even though not all of them ended up in wins, a lot of great memories and a lot of things that we can build on moving forward.
Yeah, so for as kids look forward to next year's season, and maybe 8th graders coming in as freshmen, as a coach, what do you tell the kids in the off season? Maybe things that they can build on to be a better athlete for next year.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is going to be finding where that weight room is and making sure you're a regular visitor up there. really truly the next season starts right now, in that sense of getting up there and getting prepared and ready to go and getting as big and strong as you can for that next season. And I love when these guys are doing more than one sport here too. I love when they're getting up for basketball or wrestling or hockey.
Staying active, right? Because, I mean, lifting weights, you got to do that, but you got to have the motion and everything to go with it too with other sports, right?
Oh, for sure. And there's so many skills within football that make them better athletes in these other sports, and then the same things vice versa. Like, there's so many skills that they learn in these other sports that transfer over and make them better football players. And I think we saw it too with the group of seniors, that not all of them have played all throughout school here, but they've done enough of these other sports where they had a lot of these skills that it was a lot easier for them to kind of step in and make an impact right away.
Yeah, and the commitment part of it, I hate to be blunt to kids, but there's no excuses anymore, kids. You got a YMCA 24/7 weight room right there for you. The excuses of I got to work and I got you know, coaches hear them all. It's not there anymore. It's 24/7. The Y is there for kids all season long, right?
Oh yeah, and it's not official yet, but we're definitely working on getting some volunteers up into our fitness center at school to try to get things open before and after school. So between the two, there really should be no excuse. We'd love to see them get in there and make them better, not just for football, but I'd love to see them be better in all these other sports too and be the best they can be.
Exactly. Well, congrats on a real nice year, Coach, and making some good memories for that senior class especially. So thanks for all you do and all the coaches. I know it's a pretty intense couple months, the football season. It's your life, right, for the couple months there?
100% for sure. There's definitely little to no downtime there. It was kind of weird this weekend having a little bit of time to myself to be able to do something that I could enjoy instead of having to be 100% football all weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much. We look forward to following the Screaming Eagles again next year. Thanks for all your time and coming in and updating us.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
You bet, Coach Mike Simone, head coach of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagle football team here in the 90EQ Morning Show.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate Pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
At 24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 29.
98Q Country.
Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hang. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. You pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar tip. Find a cool new sound and you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hate comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make. In this crazy town. One year they repossess your truck, and the next you make a couple million bucks. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitar, and words that rhyme. And on the hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Back song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. the wire. Sure enough, it's live and